everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's deer season, y'all. I know you've been eagerly awaiting it, including the wives who get to kick their husbands out for a goodly number of days and have the run of the roost, as the old sayings would go, the deer hunting widows. But here on Civic Media, we've got you covered. If you are one of those deer hunters, man or woman, husband or wife, and you want to talk hunting with your fellow hunters, going on his 25th year of hosting this show, Joel Karnack is going to lead our nightly two-hour wooded drive with precision and expertise. It is the Deer Hunters Roundup. You can find it each night during the hunt from 6 to 8 p.m., except for the Sunday Packer game, of course, and on Thanksgiving Day. You can find this across the network on WCQM, WHSM, WIRI, and, of course, on the Civic Media app. So pop open a cold one, take a bite of your jerky stick, and settle in for the craziest and most unpredictable radio experience that the backwoods can offer. Check it out. Again, that's the Deer Hunters Roundup, starting last week and ending on December 1st. All across the Civic Media Radio Network. Check it out on your Civic Media app. I know I will be taking a listen myself, maybe to just get myself schooled on hunting vernacular. I'm woefully undereducated in that regard. But here to keep you up to date on where gerrymandering sits here in the state of Wisconsin is my very special guest, UW Law Professor Emeritus Bill Woodford. He taught me contracts back in the day, and now he's here to help us understand gerrymandering better. So, Bill, right before the break, we were talking about the idea that in gerrymandering, there is strategic drawing of legislative district lines that effectively lead to a result where it's not one person, one vote, that the overall political leanings of here, in this case, the state of Wisconsin, aren't reflected in the election outcomes for state Senate and assembly. Yes. And we were talking about the fact that they do this through two techniques, cracking and packing.
Yes.
Let's start with cracking. What's cracking?
Well, I want to start with both concepts because the goal here is to waste votes of the party that's going to be the minority in the legislature, the disadvantaged party here, the Democrats. And be sure that you waste more votes of Democrats than you waste Republican votes. And that's done through cracking and packing. Cracking means spreading a lot of Democrats in all districts that are going to be predictably won by Republicans. So there's approximately 40% Democrats or 35-40%. That ensures that the Democrats can never win the district, but all those votes are, in a sense, wasted. They don't count in electing a representative. Packing is another technique for wasting votes. You take districts that are safely Democratic and you throw all the Democrats in there that you possibly can. The districts might be 80-90% Democratic. Well, you only need 51% to win the district. So all those Democrats in excess of 51%, all those votes are essentially wasted. They don't help elect a Democrat into the legislature.
So cracking is a way of diluting the voting power of voters that are more likely to vote for Democrats. And that's what happened back in 2010, 2011, 2012, as the Republican legislature was drawing the maps. And packing is to effectively overrepresent votes within a certain district.
Yeah, it dilutes the Democratic votes because it takes them out of all those districts that are about 40% Democrat. That you throw a few more Democrats in and suddenly they could perhaps win that district. So you take them out and you put them in a district that Democrats are going to win anyhow. That's packing.
So, again, Republicans did this to fabulous effect if you're a Republican after the 2010 census.
It was the most technically competent gerrymander
in the history of the country.
Pretty close anyhow. I don't know of a better one. It was technically very proficient.
Very proficient. So what was the core claim that you and your fellow plaintiffs made to challenge the cracking and packing and the dilution of Democratic votes that was executed by the GOP-controlled state government?
Well, we sought to get a constitutional judgment by the Supreme Court that the U.S. Constitution put boundaries on the degree of partisan gerrymandering of single-member legislative districts in the name of one man, one vote kind of thinking,
yes.
In the name of the thinking that where democracy in the United States means the majority should rule. We have minority rights that are constitutionally protected, but the majority should rule subject to those minority rights.
Yeah. In other words, the majority, on average, over time, you would expect to see able to elect their preferred legislative leaders. And what we saw in the state of Wisconsin following the redistricting in 2010 was that while the state overall preferred Democrats and the series of elections during that decade proved that up, Republicans had near veto-proof majorities, super majorities, in both state houses of the legislature, that being the Senate and the Assembly.
Yes, and I'd say the consequence of a partisan gerrymander is extreme in Wisconsin. It's not just guaranteeing an unrepresentative legislature, but it also discourages partisan energy and partisan activity on the disadvantaged party. And so it becomes much harder for the Democrats to recruit an outstanding candidate for the state Assembly. One, because they're not likely to win. Two, even if they do win, they're just a minority in the Assembly. And, you know, it's kind of a thankless job to be a minority member in a legislative body that's two-thirds the other party.
I heard these conversations myself, personally, when I was with Democratic Party operatives. We can't get anybody to run in blank, blank, blank district because they know they're going to lose. And even if they can squeak one out, they have no power in state government. Who wants the job?
That's a consequence of partisan gerrymandering.
We're going to take care of some more business. Come back with UW Law School professor, gerrymandering expert Bill Whitford. We're going to dig into the consequences of that Supreme Court decision or indecision, if you want to put it that way. When we come back right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.